A word for you from Psalm 112, verse 4. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. We've looked at the whole foundation of these promises. That is in verse 1, that the man who fears the Lord and who delights in his commandments is blessed. In other words, there is a holy harmony of these two attitudes, these two ways of living which seem to be in contradiction, fear and delight. How can they go together? But if it's in the right place, if it's the fear of the Lord and delight in his commandments, there is perfect harmony and there is blessing. It speaks about the blessing upon his offspring, his generations, wealth and riches in his house in verse 3. And here, light dawns even in the darkness for the upright. In other words, even the upright will not escape sometimes a period of darkness. It doesn't mean here sinful darkness, but in other words, when there are clouds, when there are difficulties, when trials and temptations come, it happens even for the upright. But the promise is so close to the darkness here, for it says, light dawns in the darkness. Even when there are those times when you wonder why certain circumstances are happening to you, how can God let these things happen? But remember, as you walk uprightly with God and your fellow man, he will make the light dawn. He knows how long you need to endure some difficult circumstances, but he will make the light dawn. Remember, he is the light, and you need to hold fast to him, trusting in him, and he will bring you through on the other side, and his light will dawn. In other words, it'll just get lighter and lighter, warmer and warmer, and the things that were so difficult will soon be forgotten. God is able to change things around and to work in your favor as you walk with him. Remembering verse 1, fearing the Lord, delighting in his commandments, then you'll find that light dawns even in the darkness.